preschool education can be incredibly helpful in preparing students for elementary school. However, many low-income families can't afford to enroll their children in private pre-K programs. Next month, a new grant-funded program in Bentonville will help low-income, working parents send their kids to preschool. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has the details.
Today, fewer than 3 in 10 four-year-olds are enrolled in a high-quality preschool program. Most middle-class parents can't afford a few hundred bucks a week for a private preschool. And for poor kids who need help the most, this lack of access to preschool education can shadow them for the rest of their lives. So tonight, I propose working with states to make high-quality preschool available to every single child in America. That's something we should be able to do.
During this year's State of the Union Address, President Obama discussed the importance of all children having access to quality preschool education. Helping spread that access to more children is a new free pre-K program in the Bentonville Public School District. This fall, through their Building Bridges program, the Bentonville Public School District is opening 2 grant-funded pre-K classrooms. Administrators have 40 slots available for free to students who qualify. Deb Key, Early Childhood Director, says there are a number of requirements families must meet in order to participate in the program.
Well, first of all, the child has to be 3 or 4 years old by August 1st. Is the first requirement. The second requirement is income, and the income for a family of 2 cannot be more than $38,818. For a family of 3, they can't make more than $42,542, and for a family of 4, they can't make more than $48,444, and that's a family of 4 or more. The second criteria is, or the next criteria would be, they have to be working a minimum of 30 hours per week or more, or going to school full time. So the income and working is, they have to be doing both, or going to school. So income and going to school, or income and working, because this is a program that's set up to serve working families.
Key explains the program is being funded through a Child Care and Development Block Grant the state of Arkansas received from the federal government. Key says the school district was awarded more than $194,000 to run the program for a school year, but because they want to serve working families, the program will be run year-round, so the district was awarded additional money, bringing their total to around $250,000. Key says when awarding grants, officials were looking for high-quality centers already in existence so they could start enrolling low-income families immediately and hit the ground running.
I was kind of at the right place at the right time, and I think we were probably one of the first schools in the state that just knew about the money. And since then, I let Springdale know about it, and Rogers knows about it. I know Springdale got some funding. I don't know if Rogers got funding or not, but the information is now disseminated down to a lot of different schools.
According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count report, from 2009 to 2011, 52% of children in Arkansas did not attend preschool. That's slightly better than the national average of 54%. The Arkansas Research Center recently conducted a study that looked at the Arkansas Better Chance Program's effect on kindergarten readiness of children. The results of that study were released in May and showed that economically disadvantaged students did better on a kindergarten entrance exam if they had been to an ABC pre-K program. In fact, they did 9 percentage points better than a child who had not been in the program. Key says a child's success in the future is one reason why it's important for more children to have access to preschool education.
There is a great need for preschool programs in Arkansas, and quality preschool programs are most important. But research does tell us that pre-K does have a meaningful impact on children. And language, literacy, and math development, those are predictive of their cognitive skills and the success that they're going to have in school as they get into elementary school. And effective preschool programs do provide early intervention. So you can catch things early on if they have special needs. Maybe they have autism or there are speech issues. Things that can be corrected early on or caught early may be corrected before they get to school. or, you know, we can just help them before they get to school. But the things that we can do, the pre-writing, the pre-reading, the pre-math skills that we do in kindergarten can lay that foundation for future success in school.
The classrooms will have a teacher-student ratio of 1 to 10, and the new program will use the core knowledge preschool curriculum to help prepare students for kindergarten. Natasha Crosby, curriculum and technology specialist, will be working with staff to make sure the curriculum is taken care of and that teachers are integrating technology into it. Although the school district already has a preschool program in place, Crosby says the new grant-funded openings will help take care of families who oftentimes fall through the cracks.
We have families that come in that are hit on hard times, and both parents are working, as most, you know, dual parent families have to do. And maybe they can't qualify for food stamps, they make too much money, or they can't qualify for vouchers, they make too much money. Their children can't get free lunches because they're not under the income, but yet they don't make enough money to really survive. And it's a common societal problem, not only just here in Bentonville, but all over our state and probably our nation as well. But that's what's, I think, most amazing for us, is that we're able to offer it to that group that typically is left out.
Enrollment is on a first-come, first-served basis. Deb Key, Director of Early Childhood, says priority will be given to Bentonville School District patrons, but if slots do not fill up, they will open enrollment to other in-state districts. More information is available by calling 479-254-5040 or by visiting facebook.com/Bentonville Public Schools.
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda with that report.